Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I would like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche. Without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and hop into what I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about today is something that's very disturbing. And let's go ahead and get at it. And it is the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs parade yesterday. Now, I'm here to tell y'all, man. Like, I thought that shit was kind of crazy. Like, I really don't understand people at this point in time in my life anymore. Because when you can shoot up a parade, like, come on, man. Like, who did this shit? Like, I think the world need answers. Like, the world need answers, man, to this one. Like, this was supposed to be a celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs winning their third Super Bowl, correct? Third Super Bowl. But no, it actually turned into a fucking tragedy. One person killed. 22 people were hit. 22 people were hit by gunfire, right? Eight children, eight kids was hit among those 22. Let me say that again, man. Eight kids were shot among the 22 people that got shot. And one lost their life. That's crazy. That's crazy. It was supposed to be a celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs winning the fucking Super Bowl. But what do we get? We get a fucking mass shooting. Mass shooting, man. Eight children. Eight children was fucking shot. I want answers. We need answers. And when the answers come, I want y'all to start doing these shooters just like y'all did John Muhammad. Please. See, because I paid attention to some when it came to John Muhammad. Lee Malvo got tried in state court so y'all can get him a life sentence. You tried John Muhammad in federal court so you can give him the death penalty. Now, why can't we take this same approach to all these fucking shooters that y'all are arresting and convicting? How about we start trying these motherfuckers in federal court, finding them guilty, convicting them in federal court, and giving them the death penalty? Lock them on up and kill them. That's what you did to John Muhammad. Like, what make him any different than a school shooter, than a parade shooter? And please don't say the color of his skin. See, because I try not to make anything about race at all, because I see the bigger picture. But come on now. Something got to give. School shooters. Yeah, school shooters. Don't none of these bastards get tried in federal court so they can get the death penalty. No. They try all these bastards in state court so they can give them life in prison so the taxpayer can take care of this son of a bitch until the day that he died. Or the day that she died. Something got to give, man. Some gots to give. And I am pissed. I'm telling you, I'm pissed off to the 33rd degree. I'm hurt for the parents of them eight kids that got shot, man. Eight children could have lost their fucking life. Behind what? It seemed like to me, and I could be wrong, I wasn't there. But why? I just want to know why. I want to know the rhyme and the reason to this shooting. Because it just doesn't make sense. Was it a beef? Was it a gang violence? Tell me something. Was it more than one shooter? I heard there was three people that was arrested, but I need to know more. I want to know more. It's sad, man. It's just fucking sad, man. Like, we got to do something better than what we're doing in America, man, when it comes to this right here, man. Like, It's crazy, man. Left 21 people wounded, including at least 8 children, and the mother of 2 dead. So one lady lost her life. This is sad, man. This is sad, man. This was supposed to be. I say it again. This was supposed to be a celebration for these people winning the Super Bowl. But what can you celebrate? You ask me, it might be time that, you know, it might be time that you stop doing these celebrations, these parades for people when they win any kind of championship, because what I'm starting to see now, man, it's like a goddamn war zone out there, man. It's just sad, man. It's just sad, man. Like, I have a son. He's 12, would be 13 this year. And I couldn't imagine, you know, we could have been out there today. You know, yesterday. Could have been living in Kansas City. You know, our team won the Super Bowl. We could have been right out there for the celebration, not thinking of somebody getting shot, not thinking of somebody coming to do, you know, not thinking somebody's coming to harm people. Who's thinking that? But now we got to all be on high alert, no matter where we at now these days, because it's getting real. It seems like to me, the more people, they want to shoot. The less people, man, you know what? Disregard I even said that, but just know, we still need answers. Man, I want to know who did this. I want to know. And they need to tell us something, for real. Because, man, 8 children, man, got shot. Out of 21 people. 21 people was wounded. And out of that 21, 8 was children. I can't get over that. And the mother of 2. They were just going there to have a good time, man. See their favorite players from their favorite team celebrate winning the Super Bowl. And this is what it comes to. A tragedy. Now, Kansas City Super Bowl has been overshadowed by this right here. And it's sad, man. It's sad. And something needs to be done. Whoever did this, I'm advocating. Charge these people in federal court and start getting these people the death penalty, man. Like, something got to change. You got to put fear in somebody's heart somewhere. They got to know, if I go out here and I try to kill 20-some people, if I don't take my own life, they're going to kill me. Yeah. Like, it got to be something, man. It got to be something, because right now, America's on fire right now. And they need to put this shit out. Kansas City, my deepest condolences to everybody, man. To all the parents and to the woman whose family that lost her life. My deepest condolences to you. Like, but this has to stop. 8 children, man. It's not even about the children. 21 people. But at least 8 of them was children, man. That bothers me to the core. It just goes to show you, whoever's shooting these guns don't give a fuck, man. They just don't care about anything. So, whoever did it, y'all get to the bottom of it. Charge them in federal court and stick a fucking needle in their arm and put it over with. And get it over with. I mean this shit, man. Whoever did this, it's time to draw a line in the sand. Do these motherfuckers like you did John Muhammad. I mean it now. Because you could have tried John Muhammad in state court too and gave him a life sentence too. But no, y'all didn't want that for John Muhammad. You wanted to put that motherfucker under the dirt. And that's what you did. Because you tried him in federal court. Why we can't get that same energy towards these mass shooters, these school shooters? Why can't we get that same energy? We need it. Start treating these people like John Muhammad, man, no doubt. Because y'all killed Muhammad. And I'm not saying y'all did anything wrong. You're not gonna hear me say you done something wrong, but I want to see the same energy, though, get put on. I want to see this magnified. John Muhammad, Lee Malvo did what they did, and John Muhammad paid the ultimate price, his life. I need these school shooters, the ones who don't put a fucking bullet in their head, the ones who go to court, the ones who get convicted. I need these motherfuckers to get a needle in their arm. And I hope y'all feel the same way I do. I swear, man, because this shit is sad, man, what's going on. And on that note, I done took up too much of y'all time. Thank you for listening. I hope y'all enjoy the podcast. And to all the new people, thank you. Y'all know how I'm doing it. Like I told you in the last joint. It's like I'm doing it like it's 1999 over here. Like I'm slinging mixtapes up the back of my trunk. So if you heard me or you found me, you found me. And I thank you. Spread the word. Tell people about me. Share the podcast. Let's get it out there. You know what I mean? Round of applause to you. And I love y'all. And I'm out.